Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imamc.org, for May 13th to the 19th, 2017. Three civilians were killed this week by Israeli gunfire in separate incidents. Meanwhile, more Palestinian prisoners joined the hunger strike, which continues for over a month now. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli soldiers attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages using tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets. In central West Bank, non-violent protests were organized in the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin. Troops used tear gas and rubber-coated bullets against the unarmed protesters. Both Bil'in and Na'lin villagers and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. At the village of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank, Israeli troops used live rounds and tear gas to attack villagers and their international and Israeli supporters. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Troops also fired tear gas at residents' homes, causing damage. More Palestinian prisoners joined the hunger strike, which continues for over a month now. Meanwhile, Israeli Minister of Justice says no chance for a Palestinian state. IMMC's George Rashmawi with the details.
At least 300 more Palestinian prisoners joined the hunger strike in Israeli jails, which started on the 17th of April by nearly 1,500 prisoners. The committee in support of the hunger strike in prisoners intensified calls for solidarity marches and protests and sit-ins across the West Bank. 1,800 prisoners are now consuming only water and salt without any additives or supplements, which is putting the lives of many of them on the line to pressure the Israeli prison authorities to improve their life conditions in prison. Initially called for by Fatah-affiliated prisoners, most notably imprisoned senior Fatah leader Marwan Barghouti, the hunger strikers' demands are basic and can hardly be described as political. They include reinstating bi-monthly family visits, better medical treatment, and the right to education. Hunger strikers are also calling for an end to the Israeli widely condemned policy of administrative detention, which allows the imprisonment of individuals on, quote, secret evidence, unquote, for without trial or charge for 6 months intervals that can be renewed indefinitely. In the past couple of years, several Palestinian prisoners have gone on individual and small-scale hunger strike to protest their administrative detention, raising fears that Israel would force-feed them, a practice that violates human rights standards. Some have managed to pressure Israel into releasing them, although some have been re-detained. No serious negotiations have been announced between the prisoners and the Israeli Prisons Authority as of the time of writing this report. In the meantime, Israeli Justice Minister Avelet Shekid said on Monday that, quote, there is no chance for a Palestinian state, unquote. Shekid was interviewed by Israeli media, during which she forwarded her message to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The extremist minister also asked Netanyahu to pass this message to the U.S. President Donald Trump during his scheduled visit to the region on May 22nd. Yet it seems that Netanyahu, as usual, has an even more extreme message to deliver to Trump. Israeli authorities on Monday approved the construction of over 200 new units in the ultra-Orthodox Kohav Yaakov settlement near Jerusalem. According to Israeli online newspaper Haaretz, the construction plans were approved in the 1980s, says Regional Council Chairman Avi Roy, who now heads the politically influential Settler Yishah Council. Roy says that this is simply an old legitimate plan that got derailed due to a developer's bankruptcy status. He said, quote, It's a project with an approved urban plan of 1,200 units, 700 of which have been built, unquote. Whether these settlements were approved in the 1980s, later or before, it does not make them legal according to international law. For IMEMC News, this is George Schmal.
This week, one Palestinian and one Jordanian were killed in the West Bank in separate incidents. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Navy attacks on Palestinian fishermen leave one killed. IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
Mu'taz Bani Shams, 23, was killed and a journalist was wounded after the Israeli colonist settler fired many live rounds at Palestinian protesters in Hawara town south of Nablus in the northern part of the occupied West Bank. A Palestinian cameraman identified as Majdi Ishtawi was shot and moderately wounded with live round fired by the settler. Following the fatal shooting, the Israeli assailant car struck an ambulance and rammed three Palestinians, causing mild wounds. The incident took place after soldiers attacked dozens of Palestinians marching in solidarity with the detainees ongoing with their hunger strike they started on April 17th. The death of the Palestinian led to clashes between dozens of local youth and Israeli soldiers who also closed Hawara Road. On Wednesday, four Palestinians were injured when Israeli soldiers clashed with protesters marching in solidarity with the detainees on hunger strike in different locations in the West Bank. On Friday, Abdul Rahman, only 18 months of age, sustained serious wounds after inhaling tear gas fired by Israeli soldiers at homes in Abud village west of Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. The soldiers also shot and injured five Palestinians with live rounds, one with rubber-coated steel bullets, and caused dozens to suffer the effects of tear gas inhalation. Earlier in the week, Israeli forces killed on Saturday a Jordanian civilian, Muhammad Al-Kasaji, 57, after he carried out a stabbing attack against Israeli officer near Al-Sihl Gate in occupied East Jerusalem Old City. According to the Palestinian Center for Human Rights Investigations, the Israeli forces could have arrested the civilian, especially that he was wounded and could not move. However, one of the settlers' guards fired another bullet at him and finished him off. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 66 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank, including Jerusalem. During these invasions, the troops detained 79 Palestinian civilians, including 9 children. In Gaza this week, a Palestinian fisherman died on Monday evening from wounds he suffered during morning hours after Israeli Navy ships opened fire on fishing boats less than 4 nautical miles from the Gaza shore. The fisherman, Mohammed Bakir, 25, was seriously injured after the Navy fired many live rounds at the fishing boats and was later moved to Barzil Israeli Medical Center where he died from his wounds. Israeli Navy ships attacked on Monday morning several Palestinian fishing boats in Gaza territorial waters northwest of Gaza City, abducted 6 fishermen and confiscated a fishing boat. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Banoura.
That's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for May 13th to the 19th, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Said Naji and me, Manam Trabo Banoura.